Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Denny Dykler, our guest on today's This Week in America, has had an amazing life. An interior decorator and author of the design book, What Color Is Your Slipcover? She's raised a family, stays in excellent shape, ordained as an interfaith minister, part of a very liberal church community, and now putting into words what so many of us need to think about in her book, Messages, Flowing with Synchronicity, Expanding Our Awareness, and showing how magical, how limitless, and how truly connected life can be if we are open to the possibility. And Owl's appearance began a stream of events that gave her messages and guidance beyond what she had seen as reality. And this new awareness has taken her joy in powerful directions, creating a deep sense of hope and joy, and she shares this with it on the program today. Denny Dykler, author of Messages Flowing with Synchronicity, is back with us on This Week in America. Denny, welcome back to the program. It is a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
There is so much to talk about. And our last interview with Denny, you can find by going to our website, looking in the archives there, audio and video of our program. I thought it'd be interesting this time maybe to start off talking about the situation we all find ourselves in. And this is the pandemic. This is a lifestyle. And we're seeing more and more stories that this may be close to the newer normal than what we remember. Let's talk about,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's frightening, and we need information like you give us in your book, Messages. Let's talk a little bit about this, how it can be applied to our life. And let's start, first of all, by talking about the universe. That's something that you talk about, and it's very powerful when you realize the universe is there and how we can be better because of that. Talk about the power of the universe.
Well, my perception of the power of the universe is that it's all this energy, all the love that it's supporting, that is not to the naked eye, but it is really what's giving us our life, our possibilities. It's supporting us. It's, you know, a lot of people call it different things. Some people call it the universe. Some people are talking about the intelligence around us.
Yes.
And some people call it God, and some people, you know, there are different words. And my take is that they all are saying the same thing.
You touch on that in the book Messages Flowing with Synchronicity by our guest on the program, Denny Dykler. I'll give you that information and spell her name if you're going to Google that and her website as we go through the program today. You have an example of the universe. You turn to the universe and help you get through vertigo, and it was basically the trees that helped you. Explain that, because I think we can all take that message and apply it in some form to our lives.
Well, I love that story, and I love to talk about it. So I'll start with the reality that I woke up one morning, and it was a morning that on my calendar I had a talk scheduled with a small church down in Philadelphia. And it was a Sunday. It was going to be a Sunday afternoon. And I was waking up not feeling too good. I was feeling out of balance. I was feeling like I had a vertigo of sorts. Wasn't too bad at first, but I did feel out of balance. And so I went through my ablutions in the morning and just trying to get in touch with what was going on, because it was a new feeling and I wasn't quite sure how to handle it. So, and I was well aware that I was taking off early afternoon to get down to Philadelphia to give this talk. And I was really looking forward to it. It was a small group that was very exciting, lots of big, good ideas.
Yes.
And very open to hearing what I had to say. I knew that. And so I was preparing, despite the vertigo, to get going so that if I was going to be able to go, I would be able to go. But, you know, I did that back and forth of, gee, am I all right, really,
exactly,
to drive
yes.
the car? And just kept saying, yes, just keep going. You can always, when you get to the car and you're ready to get into it, say, I'm not going to do that. And but stay with it up to that point. So that's exactly what I did. Into the car I go, finally, put the cell phone beside me because I felt that I might just need to call somebody and say, I'm not going to make it, because I was unsure of what my whole situation was. So started out driving, and boy, did I really feel not grounded, not centered, not way out of balance, and wondering whether this was really a smart choice. And I there's a 309 expressway that goes really almost straight down to Philadelphia, and I was on that, and you know, doing my back and forth and wishing I could get feeling more solid. And honestly, Rick, I looked to my right, and there was a lot of a wooded area, a lot of very straight, tall trees. And when I looked at those, the simple thought that went through my mind was, boy, no vertigo there. I mean, they were grounded. They were straight and tall. And, you know, I almost was yearning to have that feeling within my own body. And all of a sudden it occurred to me, so I need to become a tree. I need to feel that way. I need to believe that I can feel that way, that I can bring that solidly into me. And that's exactly what I did. So I'm driving along, cell phone beside me, and I'm concentrating on, and I, you know, would look out of the corner of my eye and just see how straight and tall these trees were. They were unusually straight and tall. They were close together, which of course often encourages that in tree growth. So I'm driving along and thinking, oh man, I need some of that. And I began to feel at least better, not good yet, but better. But I knew it was working. I knew somehow the universe was supporting me, that, and the trees were, I even felt like the trees were supporting me. You know, there's that woman driving along and she needs to feel more solid. Let's throw her some.
Well, it's amazing, and because they just happen to be there as you're driving along. Sometimes these expressways, that's not necessarily what you see. You see shopping centers and you see billboards and you see the trees. And it sounds like just about the right time you needed to have this little shot of adrenaline to get you to Philadelphia and to get you feeling better. So you made the trip, obviously, successfully.
I made it successfully, and I got down to the, it wasn't at actually a church building. It was in a school that they held this. It was because the church was just forming. And I went in, and they were starting a meditation, and I quick slipped in. I thought, oh, this is perfect for me. So I sat down and concentrated on getting grounded, continued exactly the idea that I was a tree, that I was solid and straight and no imbalance at all. And when I came out of that meditation, I knew I was done with it. I was just as I feel right at this moment. I was very balanced, very grounded. And I started, and there I was. I gave the whole talk, and I mean, the feeling of assurance that I had in me, that I had created that number one, and that I had trusted it and, you know, forged ahead and made it work, was really remarkable.
You will find this story and so many more in Denny's book, Messages Flowing with Synchronicity. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll give you Denny's website here. I'm going to spell it out now, and then I'll do it later on in the program. Denny is D-E-N-N-Y. Deichler is D-A-I-K-E-L-E-R. DennyDeichler.com. Book at Amazon, the usual places. Just look for her name and messages. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, if you're traveling and can't remember all of the spelling, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on to get information on Denny's book. You mentioned two words there throughout as you were talking about that are so important: belief and trust. Talk about that, because so often we really don't have that. And as I'm reading messages, that's sort of the root of where this all began. It began when you saw this message and you learned to trust in this. Those are two very important words, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. And you're right. They're the basis of the book, because without certainly there's trial and error as you start this whole process of trusting intuition, trusting that maybe you are getting a message and you should change exactly what you're going to do. But I would say that the belief that you can change, the idea that you can affect what's going on in your body, what's going on around you, you know, and accepting that, it's a very profound part of your beingness if you use it.
You know, it's interesting. You've talked about Chris Cuomo and what he went through and being a national personality, and we all sort of lived through him. What would we do if we became victim to COVID-19? Talk about that, because you've got some interesting observations on that, how he went about dealing with it, and he's back at work now.
Wonderful that you brought him right in at this point, because that's what impressed me so much about him. I luckily tuned in to him the night that he was trying to advise his audience that he had the COVID and that he was persisting, that if he let down, his body began to not respond well and he began to feel just awful. But he found, as long as he kept deep breathing and especially deep breathing, and then moving through exercises that he knew, running up and down the stairs, which of course is not the way we imagine COVID hitting us.
Yes.
But he pushed through, is really, and decided to believe that he could change the way he was feeling and he could prevent this being serious. And it's just a wonderful story. I mean, I was so proud of him. I mean, to think of people on the other side of the screen that were really hearing, and you could see how persistent he was. You could see his strength, his belief. And that was such a favor that he was doing to the entire radio audience. No question about it. Not radio, TV.
Well, yes, and people listen to that on radio too, and some channels will carry that, Satellite FM, and follow him for his information. Sure. And that was such an inspiring story. Boy, time is going by so quickly. I want to talk about something that's very important too, that so often I think we overlook individually, and that's intuition. What is intuition, and should we be more open to that? Sometimes it's like, okay, we make decisions based on everything but our intuition and live to regret those decisions.
Oh, I think intuition is really something that's basically pushing at you, that is a possibility for you. And you need to look around you, see what's going on, what could be the message, or... Just to give you an example, I talk often, Rick, about the owl that I kept hearing outside of my house.
Yes.
And it would hoot and hoot, and I would run from one window to the other I just wanted to see it because I loved its hoot in the evening, and I could never catch it. And I finally got irritated with myself, with the owl, you know, just in a flip moment. And I stopped right in the middle of the house, and I said, I want to see the owl. So, you know, anybody would have laughed at me if they were wondering who I was talking to, because I was in the home alone. But literally, I meant it. I was fed up with this yearning that I had to see this owl, and I wasn't managing it. So a couple of weeks later, I'm in the kitchen, and it's early morning, and I'm mopping the floor. And I hear a racket outside, and it is, I mean, it was crows just all calling. And I thought, what in the world is going on? What has those crows so upset? And I went, oh my gosh, that owl is there. And I put my mop down, I went to the window, and honestly, the owl was on the other side of the window looking straight in at me. And I was transfixed. I had every feeling you could possibly have. I mean, it was heavenly. It was powerful. It was a new learning that I could ask for something and get it like that.
Yes.
And we stayed. I have no idea how long that lasted, because we were so transfixed. But it was my feeling of hearing the owl, wanting to see it, and wondering if I couldn't make that happen. And that all is intuition. What's pushing at you? What do you think you can create? And I responded to it and I got what I wanted. And I have many owl stories in the book. I mean, the owls were my first teachers, really, because one after the other, I would have experiences where they'd come to where I was meditating, or they'd bring a baby that had just been born on a limb of a tree. I mean, it just went on and on and on. And I always was often called by the hoot, or by the feeling that the owl might be there, or the feeling that maybe I could bring the owl there. And it's so intuition is you're suspecting that you could make something happen. That's all intuition is. It's something pushing at you that is telling you there's something here you can learn if you will listen.
I've got a couple minutes left. Time for one more story, I believe. Tell me the story of the rock on your hike. This is a story that once again will resonate with us.
That's great. That's early on, and I'm on a hike. I'm carrying one of my children, who was a baby at that point. And I all of a sudden am exhausted in the middle of the hike. And I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish this, especially with the baby. And I looked around at a place I could sit down, and I saw a big rock, and I thought, oh, that's a perfect place for me to sit. And as I'm going over toward the rock, I'm thinking to myself, that rock is covered in sun. Sun is energy. I'm going to concentrate on pulling energy into my body from that sun while I'm sitting. So, you know, Rick, it could have been that I just sat down and rested, but it happened much faster than that. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, at a gas tank getting my car filled.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just literally feeling energy come into my body. And I tell you, I wasn't even there that long. I bet I was there 15 minutes, if that. And when I got up, I could have done two more hikes. I was full of energy.
And that's just taking advantage of the universe, what is around us. It didn't cost you $3 a gallon like it would for gasoline, although a dollar for gasoline now, but it didn't cost you anything. It's just there. One review of the book, The Message, it says basically the message is there for us if only we choose to see and believe. Well, Denny will help us see, will help us believe. It turned her life around literally. The book is Messages Flowing with Synchronicity. Our guest is Denny Deichler. Now that's DennyDaikeler. Website DennyDeichler.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly. And the book is called Messages. So you will receive a lot of messages and ways that you can take and adapt to your life as well. Denny, it's always a pleasure. The time always goes by too quickly, but I guess that's why you wrote the book. We can buy the book and follow through all of the different examples and then take and incorporate in our lives. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Denny Deichler, our guest on the program, the book, Messages Flowing with Synchronicity, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.